DNVR's Giants pregame continues. You're talking baseball with Marty Lori on The Sports Leader.
All right, nice to have you back. Time now to look through the window of baseball with Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truett and White, the professional builder's choice. Bruce Jenkins, good morning.
Marty, how's it going?
Well, it's good. I like this week. I like July 4th coming up. I play my Ernie Harwell Ode to Baseball poem and Larry Doby. And it's a day that, you know, this whole week, there's no hockey, there's no basketball, there's no football, and your team is 9-16 in the month, and you're praying that they're going to turn it around. That's a baseball season.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of special for me because I'm for so many years I've been over at Wimbledon around this week, and you're so far from the game. Obviously, July 4th, not a big holiday over there, and
no, I guess not.
and it just feels like it's not even happening. But so it is nice to be part of the scene here, and you know, the Giants have a bit of a road to climb, but I mean, it's sort of like welcome to the real world for a bunch of fans who have been enjoying a bit of Disneyland for a while.
Yeah, and this is the way, I said it earlier today, this is the way a season goes. And,
yeah,
you know, you've got 83 more games, and you are going to get players back. The team that's ahead of you, the Colorado Rockies, you know, they're okay. They're starting to look better. San Diego Padres, you know what they're all about.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Arizona. They haven't had a starting pitcher win a game since June 5th. And the team to the south has got the hottest player in baseball. And he looks like, you know, you can't get him out. And that's a team that has to be watched right now. And that's your National League West.
Exactly. And they lose, what, 16-1 last night or something like that? I mean,
Shoemaker pitched. And someone did a tweet yesterday. Of course,
I think he earned himself a start.
It's the second time he's pitched this year. And
yeah,
someone
yeah.
said he's pitched in more games than Billingsley.
Yeah, I think Brandon Belt's very envious.
I like that. Yeah,
yeah, he wants a turnout there. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, it certainly doesn't feel very good. You know, the Giants right now. It feels like, you know, the year after Blues, and maybe it's just not going to happen. But the standings always tell you where you're at. I mean, the Angels have been dominating the Tigers all season, including recently, and it's like, wow, they're beating the best team in the league, and they're still 10 games out. That's their reality.
Yeah.
You know, and so the Giants' reality is that they're in the mix in a crazy division that's going to be spinning around all season, and you know, if they were to play Arizona in a four-game series and sweep it, then what would you have? You know,
yeah.
And so it's just you got to ride it out and hope, but really just hope that the injury plague, you know, diminishes, because that's what's really hurting them.
Yeah, and of course they're now winning on the road, and you got a team that's 14-26 on the road, whatever they are now. That doesn't bode well, because you know you play 80 games on the road, you don't want to win 28.
No, and I mean, it hasn't been that long since. I mean, what they did last October, that whole story was really crafted on the road, what they did in Cincinnati and St. Louis.
Exactly.
And they go to Detroit. I mean, that was one of the great road performances by a team, you know, in recent memory.
And so even during the season, you know,
yeah,
they
I mean,
that's when they got going, is on the road.
Yeah, so it's not like these guys are spooked on the road. It's just one of these things that happens, and it's adding up in a bad way. There's no doubt about it. But Zito said something about it doesn't take much to turn it around, and he's right. I mean, a dramatic win today in Colorado would do a lot for their psyche, and you just don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Well, you have, you know, one, they've lost five in a row, and you know, even in 2010 they lost seven in a row. But if you lose five in a row, that means you went through the rotation, and everybody,
yeah,
you know, no. So Kane and Bumgarner, you know, they better win these games, not necessarily winning for their record, because then you come back with Kickham. And now you're back to Lincecum and Zito again against the Reds. And, you know, this is – I don't like that part of it. So the pressure is on these two to at least get the wins for the team.
Yeah. I mean, they're lucky they've got a 1-2 punch like that. I mean, it's time for those guys to remind everybody that this still is a rotation to be reckoned with, and it really is up to them. I'm personally anxious to see Kickham again. I thought he was good in his last start. I thought he had really good stuff against the Dodgers. He's still real young, and he's prone to some mistakes, but I think in terms of just the raw talent, I think they might have something there.
Yeah.
You know, Zito, who knows? Lincecum, God knows what. But
really? Well, you know, and we had Andy Bagley on earlier, and, you know, for Sabian, he's between a rock and a hard place, because he has to say to himself, look, my team on the field, even without Pagan, that's my team.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, and especially in terms of the position players. I mean, they're going to acquire a pitcher. I guarantee you that. I mean, not just for if there's any desperation to how they look at the trading deadline, but for next year. I mean, they've got to get on this. I don't think there's anybody in their system that they feel like can be part of their rotation next April necessarily. So probably not talking about a guy like Nolasco who can just bail out as a free agent. I really think Sabian's got to think seriously about adding another pitcher for now and for later.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why Bud Norris becomes interesting to me. Yeah. But, you know, Kevin Correa, Joe Blanton, Aaron Harang, that's not better than what you have, really.
No, not at all. No.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. Well, where do you stand on this Yasiel Puig as an all-star? How do you feel about that?
Well, if he's still lighting it up, you know, right at the end, I think he's got to be in. I mean, the game, there's so many things about the game that are just wrong. I mean, I think it's to necessarily have one guy from every team. I mean, does Houston and Miami really deserve to have, especially Miami after what they've done, do they deserve a moment in the sun after gutting their roster like that, or, you know, having guys just pitch one inning or whatever it may be? And of course, the complete farce of having it mean something. I'll tell you what, if it does mean something, and of course it does, I want Puig.
Well, that's what
really
I said.
Bad.
I said, look, I'd like to see him hit against Rivera.
Yeah.
He's got a better chance than anybody else of getting a hit.
Yeah, he might break his bat and still homer.
Oh, really? Come on. Rivera throws the cutter away.
Yeah.
And he takes it to right field, and there it is down the right field corner, and I can see it happening.
And, you know, Bochy might be able to get off the hook. I absolutely hear where he's coming from. You know, it's an old school guy, and he'd be looking at somebody who doesn't get on, who's having a heck of a year, maybe he's an 8-year veteran, you know. And
right.
But that last bit of voting by the fans could get him in. I think that would be the perfect way for him to get in. But however it happens, unless he suddenly is like 1-for-28, you know, when it's decision time, I'd love to see him in there.
Bruce Jenkins with us, of course, Bruce from the Chronicle. Detroit. There's some interesting things happening in Detroit right now. Max Scherzer, 12-0, and Miguel Cabrera's got 81 RBIs right now, and we haven't even got to the 81st game.
Yeah, I love how people denigrate the RBI stat. Listen, that's a great stat. You've driven in 81 runs. I don't know how that could possibly be not a relevant statistic, but yeah, I mean, I watched the highlights last night. Just that effortless swing, and he keeps the bat back so long. You know, he's like Posey that way. Yeah, he reacts as late as you possibly can. He sees it so well. The home runs are just completely effortless. And
he laughs about it.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a great attitude about the game. And, you know, this is a guy who had some severe problems with alcohol. He had two really horrendous episodes that easily could have driven him out of the game, and he's gotten his life back in order, and he's the best hitter in the game. I mean, that's an amazing story. And Max Scherzer, doesn't he have a deli in Arizona somewhere?
Yeah, Max's Opera Deli. Yeah. That's the one we like to go to. But I will tell you this, 12-0, and it's a legit 12-0.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's always had great stuff. I mean, he there's a lot of hype about him when he first came up. And he's really putting it together now. And, you know, geez, how about having that lineup behind you every night?
Well, if they get a closer.
Yeah.
I said they're the only team in between the A's and the World Series, Detroit.
Yeah, I can't believe they still have Valverde in the system at AAA. Get him out of there. They already got him out once. They bring him back.
I know.
Done.
It's out desperate.
Done.
I like Jim Leland has the suggestion box outside his door. You don't like him as a closer, you make a suggestion as to who you want.
I say Brian Wilson. Let's make it really interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, how you feeling? I know you had some foot surgery.
Yeah, I've got the foot elevated right now, sitting back in my chair with a foot up in the air. It's, you know, not a great way to spend a couple of weeks. A big trip for me is like from the sink to the refrigerator, you know, but it's coming along. It's better. The pain's gone. I won't be traveling anywhere for another couple, 3 weeks probably.
Well, you see, you just fill in. You're now on the DL like everybody else.
Yeah, but still playing, though.
Yes.
Still writing. And
you'd never know. Yeah, I'd never know.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I mean, and Killian's on vacation, and I just didn't want to take a break anyway. I never like to take any breaks at all through the year until the end of the year when I go on vacation. So we're trying to keep it together.
All right. We'll talk tomorrow, see what happens today, and see if Matt Cain can get something done in Colorado.
Sounds good. We'll talk then.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Bruce Jenkins on the mend. He's on the DL. Everybody's on the DL here. This is maybe that's a story of this season. However, 83 more games to go. People will come back. Casilla's going to go into rehab. Vogelsong, not too far away.